That's 1-800-550-4512. Call 1-800-550-4512.
Some economic reports today. The number of Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits down for another week. The Labor Department reporting there were 225,000 filings in the week ending last Saturday, 14,000 fewer claims than analysts were expecting, and the fourth straight week of declining claims. As for retail sales, the Commerce Department says November sales were higher by 0.8% when economists polled beforehand were expecting just a 0.3% increase. Two St. Louis area police officers are recovering after they were shot by a man who remains barricaded in a home.
According to officials, the shots fired at the officers hit their vest. The officers are said to be conscious and were speaking with investigators. Not clear what led to the shooting.
That's Lisa Carter reporting. Disney is buying 21st Century Fox for $52 billion, getting Fox's movie studio, TV studio, and cable channels FX and National Geographic in the deal. And this is USA Radio News.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Today marks 5 years since the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, that left 20 children and 6 adults dead. The children killed by a troubled town resident, Adam Lanza, were all first graders, the suspect taking his own life when police closed in. The attack stunned the nation. It's led to efforts to reform the country's gun control laws. Democrats still calling for such changes 5 years later, though many Republicans say the case more pointed out the need for some better mental health programs rather than changes to gun laws. A suicide bombing targets a police academy in Somalia. Correspondent Bill Zimfer with the details.
The attacker, who was dressed in a police uniform, blew himself up on the parade grounds of the academy as officers were gathering. Officials say at least 18 people were killed. More than a dozen others suffered injuries. The Al-Shabaab group, which has links to Al-Qaeda, has claimed responsibility for the attack.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer taking legal action in response to what he says is a phony sexual harassment allegation made against him. Fraudulent documents were sent to several media outlets alleging Schumer harassed a former staffer. And an initiative that searches the heavens for signs of extraterrestrial life is today aiming a telescope for several hours at an interstellar visitor, an odd chunk of rock or maybe metal, which is believed to be the first confirmed object from outside the solar system to pass our way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog Wall Street.
Well, welcome everybody. Another crazy week, to say the least. Yeah, 3 hours ain't going to cut the mustard by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I got a phone call this past week. I had a big announcement I had to make, and I said, yeah, why not do it today? We're excited because starting on January 6th, We're about ready to add ourselves another 50 stations. And we continue to grow. And, you know, God willing, it continues. I'll have that list of new stations going to be up on the website once everything is finalized, taken care of, and I'll have that up shortly. Phone call I got this past week was interesting because people asking me, said, well, what are you doing? I mean, look at the radio business right now. Yeah, look at Cumulus declaring Chapter 11, iHeart considering doing the same thing. And I explained, I said, listen, there's a difference between radio stations that were bought at a ridiculous price and they can no longer handle the debt service that goes along with that, and the actual medium itself. I think now more than ever, we're going to see more and more people turn to radio shows like this one. Because, you know, again, of course, what are you doing differently? How do you pick up 50 stations all in one shot? I mean, what are you doing differently? I've been doing this program for 18 years. And, yes, if I go back and I take a listen to my programs when I first got started, I would definitely say that I am much more subdued today than I was back then. I did have a tendency to lose my temper and yell and scream about cons and ripoffs. Because, again, I'm on the front lines every single day. And when I'm dealing with people that are crying, that have lost their entire portfolio, have got ripped off and scammed, yeah, I need to do, I guess, kind of let loose a little bit on the weekends. Now that I'm doing a program 6 days a week, I guess I can let off a little bit of steam little by little. But, yeah, that's changed. But the program really hasn't. One thing that we've always prided ourselves on is by not being partisan. Not being partisan. When asked, when people ask about the station, or the show, excuse me, you know, they'll be like, well, you know, what kind of program is it? Are you conservative? Are you liberal? And are you this? Are you that? Listen, I'm a conservative guy. I'm a libertarian guy, but I'm not partisan. We've always prided ourselves at being an equal opportunity basher here on the program. We go after Republicans. We go after Democrats. We care about the individual. We kind of started the whole establishment drain the swamp before Donald Trump even thought about running for president. We called it our watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. And back when George W. Bush was talking about Iran, Iraq, North Korea, I said, my Axis of Evil is much scarier than that, in my opinion. Big business, politicians, and the media working hand in hand to further their own needs. And again, yeah, people kind of one ear and out the other. Yeah, whatever, Markowski. Not so much anymore. And this is one of the reasons why I'm not chalking up my program getting any better or doing anything different from getting new affiliates. I'm chalking it up to the climate. People are tired. People are tired of the injustice that's out there. They take a look at individuals that they've watched on television, anchor people doing absolutely perverted and lewd things that they can't even really fathom. They're looking at institutions, whether it be the IRS under Lois Lerner targeting certain groups, or all of the nonsense that's taking place over at the FBI at this point in time. And people's faith in institutions are eroding. So they're looking. They're looking for justice. They're looking for a place where they can go to and find that people are not going to be partisan. Listen, let me explain to you. I follow some of the social media stuff. We have our Facebook fan page. It's connected to Twitter. I don't spend a lot of time, and obviously everyone knows I don't post much on there, because I think it's not a good forum for debate by any stretch. I think it's a good forum to share good things and family pictures, and that's about it. You ever see the people out there that are, you know, all in donkey or all in elephant? And all they do is retweet stuff that they hear or they see. And it, let's say if they're a Democrat, they'll be tweeting stuff out in regards to Roy Moore and retweeting stuff out. But do you ever see them tweet anything out in regards to John Conyers? You see, that's the problem. That's the issue. You have decided to join a team. The whole concept of e pluribus unum, out of many, one, has gone by the wayside. We basically pledged, or many Americans have pledged their allegiance to a party, to a faction, to a camp, and they leave all logic and reason. They throw it out the window. We can't do this as a country. We can't. And I'm going to be honest with you, this is one of the reasons why we're doing well right now as a program. I got record amounts of people that are going to our site and listening to our podcast. Record amounts of people that are going to our website and signing up for free consultations with our certified financial planners. Getting our white paper on the retirement crisis. Account repair kits. We've never had so many people. Trust me. We're busy as busy could be. I was planning on taking a week off over Christmas and heading down to Florida where their office is down there. Well, it's going to be a working vacation. That's okay. That's okay. My wife's going to want to kill me, but it's all right. We're reaching out to people and we're having this success because, again, people are also reaching out right now. You know, it's interesting. I always love to sub-reference here on the program, and there's several movies that we talk about on a regular basis. I mean, there's certain go-to films that I sub-reference often here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show, and as my long-time listeners know, Godfather's one of them. And as you know, this is the 45th anniversary of the release of that movie. It is, what is it, the number two highest-grossing rated R movie of all time. I think The Exorcist is one. But to this day, if I'm happen to sit down on the couch and relax and flip a station and The Godfather's on, I'm watching it. There was an interesting piece about the movie this past week and the desire for people to seek and find justice. And the movie starts out, if you're not familiar with the movie, it's required for this program. You got to go watch it. All three of them. Several times. Well, you've got this character, this Undertaker, Bonacera, who, you know, the movie starts off, I believe in America. America made my fortune. But America didn't do the right thing by him and his family in regards to justice. Where his daughter was raped and attacked, the judge suspended the sentence and let them go. So who did he go for justice? He went to Don Corleone. And there's little bits and pieces about corruption throughout the entire program. Talk about the police chief, McCluskey, and whatnot. And this desire that people have, because I really do believe that. I mean, you know why people are so attached to sports and they get so up in arms when there's doping or cheating in sports? Because sports is a refuge. It's a refuge. People are supposed to go there and watch, and there's not supposed to be any cheating, and it's supposed to be a meritocracy, and may the best man win. People more and more nowadays are feeling that the system is there to exploit them or take advantage of them. And that's sad. It's something that we have always fought against. And let me tell you something, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. How could you be wrong? I mean, you take a look at all the financial crises that we've seen, all the ripoffs, all the scams. Did anybody go to jail? Anybody get in any trouble at all? No. No, they paid a fine, and where'd the fine go? Fine went to their buddies in various different think tanks and industries all over. It's a joke. And now I really do think it's coming to a head right now. I think a lot of people out there that, again, used to trust Matt Lauer, the Today Show, ABC, are saying to myself, you've got to be kidding me. And just the sheer fact that we had a story this past week, last Friday, Brian Ross, fake news story, tanks the market 450 points. You know what I would have said, you got to go to Stockwatch right now, see who was trading based upon that information before it came out. It's corrupt, and corruption is not good. You know, I'd like to see the biases being taken out of our institutions that we used to hold dear. Media, government. But it's not right now. So we're going to be here for you. Day in, day out, week in, week out. I continue to invite all of our listeners out there to become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family at our website. Sign up, whether it be our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all of my columns going back over 20 some odd years where we've called all of this stuff out, written about all of these things that have come to pass. WatchdogandWallStreet.com is our site. We also have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline for everybody out there, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. Please, people, we're here to help you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Immune thrombocytopenia, also known as ITP, is a condition in which a person's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy blood cells, called platelets. When platelets are low, people may experience bruising or bleeding. A spontaneous nosebleed that wouldn't stop is what led Jim to the doctor. As Jim would learn, diagnosing ITP wasn't so easy. Despite finally getting a diagnosis, Jim cycled through multiple kinds of treatments before trying a medicine that stabilized his platelet count and worked for his lifestyle. Jim explains his experience.
I remember being hooked up to an IV, getting chemotherapy, and I thought to myself, wait, I don't have cancer, so why am I hooked up? I realized I had to take the reins and keep asking questions. I kept working with my doctor to find a treatment plan that worked for me, and I told myself then, I'm not going to lose a day in my life to ITP.
For more information on ITP, visit myitplife.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
the only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show, the place that we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a bit of a beatdown. I mentioned last year, I was talking about the infancy stages of this program and how I used to yell a lot. And again, the yelling came from my frustration. Every single day, getting phone calls and letters and emails from people around the country that had been ripped off and scammed, and their retirement accounts were cut in half or even worse, and having to kind of work our way through this. Not to mention the people that would call us up and ask about their portfolio or a certain hedge fund or a money manager that they were using, including guys like Bernie Madoff. And we would warn them about them and what was going to happen. And I guess I would yell towards the end of the week because more often than not, those people didn't listen. And again, one of the things that we've tried to get across to people here. The world's oldest profession is what? You know what it is. It's like legal in parts of Nevada. Prostitution. Okay, the world's second oldest profession is get-rich-quick con artists. And the interesting thing is I got a hell of a lot more respect for the prostitutes than I do the con artists. How could you not? Anyway, I got this note this past week. And again, this one is mind-boggling to me, just in that what people are willing to buy into, what they're willing to believe. The headline is SEC wins injunction against ICO organized by financial fraudster. Securities and Exchange Commission is stepping up its long overdue crackdown on shady initial coin offerings. Now, again, this scam is so ridiculous it almost belongs in some, like, The Onion. It's absurd to me. Initial coin offerings. You know, there was an episode of South Park. It was Pinewood Derby. It had to deal with space aliens coming down and trying to trick Earthlings to see how smart they were by leaving a pile of space bucks there. If I were to go upstairs and I were to grab our family's Monopoly board game and take all of the Monopoly bucks out of there and, you know, write on each and every one of them Watchdog bucks, go on the air and say, hey, guys, guess what? We've got this great new investment. They're called Watchdog bucks. And you can see a 1,300% return on this in a very short period of time. You know what? You know what? I would get people to oh, I want in on that. Please, can I have that? Can you get me in on that? Come on, people. I mean, honestly, a 1,300% return? Why in the world would they need you ever? Ever. If they could show that type of return, they would be the wealthiest person in the planet in a very short period of time. Wouldn't take much. It is patently absurd. Again, you're going to give somebody your money, and then they're going to give you their brand new pretend money? You're kidding, right? I'm not kidding. Okay? I'm not kidding in the sense that people are falling for this stuff. Now, this gets me angry in a different way. Okay? And I'm being honest. Whereas when I first started, you know, I would get frustrated at the fact that I couldn't convince people, and I would also get angry at the crooks out there. It's honestly hard for me. I'm being dead honest here, people. It's hard for me to get angry with the crooks and this one because their scam is so absurd. It is so off the charts ridiculous that honestly, if you fall for something, and you willfully take your hard-earned dollars, hand them over to somebody else to give you some fake money, and you think that's going to work out great? Well, I hate to break it to you. You almost deserve what you're going to get. I know. Wow, I can't believe Markowski's saying that on the air. Watchdog on Wall Street, supposed to be looking out for us. Listen, we here at this program have often talked about personal responsibility, right? Personal responsibility in everything we do, owning it. Having full ownership of all of our actions, not looking to blame. In this case, this is just plain dumb. Now, I've seen a lot of, you know, again, far-flung ideas out there. You know, the stockbroker's calling up and telling you they got some hot new biotech company that has the next cure for cancer. You don't do any homework at all. They give you a great pitch, like in the movie Boiler Room, and you fall for it. Again, there's enough information out there right now that you should know the difference. Honestly, in today's day and age, being naive and being ignorant, there's no excuse for it. There is no excuse. I have very little patience. When I first started, you know, the internet was in its infancy stages. You know, nowadays, most people, they get in contact with us via email or via our website. Back then, it was mostly phone calls. The world's changed. And the reality is most of us are carrying around a phone where you can get all the information in the entire world on stuff right there and you can do your own homework. So, yes, I'm asking for a little bit more personal responsibility, kids. It is what it is. Anyway, that doesn't mean we're not here to help you all the time. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our website. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all of our columns dating back way back when, college planning kits, annuity help kits, you name it, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And yes, we still have that same 24-hour-a-day help hotline we've had for the past 18 years, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
If you look at the polling that was done in Ronald Reagan's signature 1986 tax reform, something like a month before it passed, 18% of the people polled thought they were going to benefit from it. So this is the nature of the debate on things this big like tax reform.
House Speaker Paul Ryan in his weekly Capitol Hill briefing discussing a poll which found that nearly 64% of respondents oppose a tax bill that the Senate and House passed earlier this month. House Speaker Paul Ryan also has made it known to some of his closest confidants that he may retire after the 2018 midterm elections. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi says this bill will only help the wealthiest Americans.
And instead of helping middle-class Americans, they decided their top priority was to slash. Just imagine, slash taxes for the wealthy 1% even further.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
By using promo code USA, Mike will give you 50% off of 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 and give the promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I'm thinking about, I don't know where it was. I was in my car this past week. I probably had to pick up the kids from school at some event or something like that. I don't remember. And I one of the big radio stations here in New York. Looks like they got a new sponsor, money management company, Stifel. And it was at 4 o'clock, and it was kind of like, it's 4 o'clock, do you know where your money is type of a deal. And they talked about what the market did, and tech stocks were down. It was tech carnage, choppy markets, and then they bring on their analyst. We do think it's choppy right now. It's like they have a softball question all ready to go. For Mr. Guru on the other end there, and they're talking about what the markets did for the day. And I laugh. I laugh because I don't care. And you know what? Neither should you. Yeah, I get that from time to time. And people say, hey, you know, radio say, Chris, why don't you do a 4 o'clock market wrap for our station and to tell everybody where the market is and what's happening. I usually don't know what happened at 4 o'clock either, because I'm not really paying attention to that, because that doesn't really matter. It's useless. It's a waste of breath. And we do stuff for all of our stations. We do money minutes where we highlight important stories, little vignettes that we do, but I'm not going to do that because it serves no point. Hey, real simple to understand what's taking place. You take a look at tech stocks selling off. I want you to think about this. Why do you think this is happening right now? Huh? Christmas season. Wow, things should be booming. It's also the end of the year. End of the year. And let's just put it this way. The tech stocks have done pretty darn well. One might think that, you know what, maybe we'll take some profits off the table. Unfortunately, a lot of financial advisors and brokers out there wait to the end of the year to do this when they should be doing it all along. If you have a portion of your portfolio that's outperforming everything else, and that portion of that portfolio has outgrown the size that it's supposed to be within one portfolio, what do? You take profits. You take profits. You can warehouse those profits, or you can reinvest those profits somewhere else, maybe into a sector that isn't doing as well. It's simple rotation, for crying out loud. People, things don't go up in a straight line. I've used this line here on the program. Again, equal opportunity basher. I often make fun of Warren Buffett here on the program. I actually make fun of his persona and this idea, with this caricature that they've made of him in the news. But he made a statement one time. It held a lot of sense. He said, I pay a great deal of money, a great sum of money, to have all my stocks go down by 50%. Now, why did he say that? Well, he likes all the companies that he has. He thinks they're fundamentally just fine. Wouldn't it be great if I get those things on sale at a lower price? Sure it would. You know, I look from time to time. You know, we have our financial crisis white paper that's been out there, and it's been downloaded thousands and thousands of times, and people sometimes leave comments on there talking about, well, you know, all of our retirements were wiped out and taken away from us back in 2007, 2008. They were. Who took them? Or did you make a mistake? This is the reality, people. Not what happened at 4 o'clock, not what the S&P 500 did for the day, the NASDAQ, the Dow. It doesn't matter. What's in your portfolio? Is it the right asset allocation model for you? These are all the important things when it comes to financial planning. Not what the indices did at the end of the day. Let's take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Immune thrombocytopenia, also known as ITP, is a condition in which a person's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy blood cells, called platelets. When platelets are low, people may experience bruising or bleeding. A spontaneous nosebleed that wouldn't stop is what led Jim to the doctor. As Jim would learn, diagnosing ITP wasn't so easy. Despite finally getting a diagnosis, Jim cycled through multiple kinds of treatments before trying a medicine that stabilized his platelet count and worked for his lifestyle. Jim explains his experience.
I remember being hooked up to an IV, getting chemotherapy, and I thought to myself, wait, I don't have cancer, so why am I hooked up? I realized I had to take the reins and keep asking questions. I kept working with my doctor to find a treatment plan that worked for me, and I told myself then, I'm not going to lose a day in my life to ITP.
For more information on ITP, visit myitplife.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChaps free.
New, improved LicoChaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, traveling more is one of the top New Year's resolutions for Americans in 2018. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
You may not realize it, but holiday spending can help jumpstart your 2018 travel. According to Bank of America's debit and credit card data, the average consumer spent $1,000 in total retail purchases last holiday season. This year, turn your gifting into your next dream trip by using our travel rewards card to rack up points. The Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card lets you earn 1.5 points on every dollar spent on purchases, which can be redeemed toward travel, meaning points earned for a watch for dad in December can be redeemed toward a hotel purchase you make in the spring. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, so you can start your New Year's resolution anytime.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Hey, I can admit when I'm wrong. Listen, I handicapped the tax reform bill and whether or not it was going to get through the Senate, and it did. It did. But we're not done yet by any stretch of the imagination. We're not done yet. This negotiating that's taking place between the House and the Senate, I'm going to be honest, I'm getting phone calls off the hook. Chris, could you come on the program? Could you do this? Could you do that? Could you talk about the tax reform bill and what's in it? I have no clue. What's taking place right now? I mean, again, right now it's really, really good to be a Republican member of the House or the Senate, because let me tell you something. The lobbyists they've warmed up their credit cards and they're taking people out. They're taking people out to dinner. They're taking people out. They're giving donations because the horse trading is taking place. Alternative minimum tax, AMT in, AMT out. Well, what's it going to be? I don't know. I don't know. What I do know and what I find fascinating is you're seeing various different polls coming out now, saying that the American people are overwhelmingly against this tax reform bill. They don't like it. They're afraid. They don't know what's in it. And of course, nobody does. Nobody does. Do you think any of these polls actually matter at all? Do you think they matter? I mean, they matter to the news media that likes to pit one American versus another American, but they don't matter. Let me tell you what matters. Growth. Growth. If we can get back consistently above 3%, as high as 4%, first and foremost, there's not going to be any deficit. Not going to be, because there's going to be more than enough tax revenue coming in. Well, you think the American people are going to be upset that their paychecks are getting bigger and better, and the economy's doing better, and there's going to be more jobs? You got to get something straight here, okay? Now, you know what? I'll even play it in a different way right now. Let's just say, let's play for argument's sake that there is no additional revenue that comes in and there's a $1 trillion deficit over 10 years. Do you understand how pathetic and sad that it is that we can't find $100 billion in spending cuts a year? We can't find $100 billion in spending cuts a year. We've got a budget. If it just stays at the same level, in 10 years, we're going to be spending over $40 trillion. You can't find $1 trillion in savings? You're kidding, right? Let's put this into proper perspective. Okay? Right now, the Congressional Budget Office assumes, guess what, that growth is going to be. Guess what they're assuming growth is going to be? It's going to average 1.9% over the next 10 years. Basically, the Congressional Budget Office feels that, like Obama told us, that America is no longer going to be that dynamic economy. American exceptionalism is dead. That basically, he didn't say it, but he did say it. You remember when Barack Obama was talking about, well, there's American exceptionalism, there's Greek exceptionalism, everybody thinks that they're great. We were told that basically they couldn't make the economy grow. So then they told us, you know what, we're never going to grow like this again. Jobs are not coming back, right? And the Congressional Budget Office is putting out 1.9% growth over the next decade. If the economy grows at an average of 2.6%, do you know that the Republican tax reform bill would not even raise the deficit? Oh, there's more. There's more that they're not telling you because, again, it's the news and they have their damn agenda. Anyway, quick break right here. More on this when we get back. We'll talk a little bit about secular stagnation and growth. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You remember when was that? What year was Recovery Summer? Was Recovery Summer 2010? Remember Joe Biden declared it Recovery Summer? After Recovery Summer came to pass, I think the Obama administration threw in the towel. They're like, we can't get this economy to grow. It's not going to happen. So we're just going to tell everybody that it is what it is. It is what it is. The American economy is never going to be the same again, and we should just expect it to be like this. Now, we told you, even before Barack Obama got elected, with the things that were taking place in the country, with things George W. Bush was doing too. Hey, I'd bail out the auto companies and all this other crap, and let's make the too big to fail law of the land. I said, you know what? All this big government stuff, we are going to bounce. I mean, bounce on the bottom. Not a true bounce. Phil Graham and Michael Salon put together some really interesting numbers this past week, and they actually put things into perspective. If our economy grows over the next 10 years at a rate faster than 2.6%, the deficit will actually fall. Have you heard that anywhere else? Anywhere else? But we'll give this even greater perspective, okay? I'm sure we've got some left-leaning people out here. If you don't believe me, check the numbers yourself. Now, Markowski, 2.6%, is that reasonable? Is what Markowski's saying on there, is that reasonable? Is it reasonable to assume that the American economy might actually experience a growth rate of 2.6% or higher over the next 10 years? Well, from the end of World War II through 2008, including 10 recessions and the first half of an 11th one, the American economy grew on average by 3.4%. 3.4%. And only one period in the entire post-war era prior to the Obama presidency did the economy fail to grow by at least 2.6% for a decade. That was between 1973 and 1982. At that point in time, the economy experienced 3 recessions, 4 years of negative growth, and only 2.3% average growth. In every other decade, the economy grew by more than 2.6%. What does the CBO say we're going to do? What, 1.9? Given America's historical economic strength, there's only one reason to question the ability of America's economy to grow by 2.6% over the next decade. A belief that in the post-Obama era, America has fallen into what Obama and his buddies and his apologists and the leftists call secular stagnation, a persistent state of low growth and investment. I don't call it secular stagnation. I call it socialism. How long here on the program have we told you? Wow, for almost the entirety of this program, I said, guys, you know, we're on this road to serfdom, highway to hell. Eventually, we're going to get to socialism town, and we're here. We're here. We're in socialism town. That's secular stagnation. That's Europe. We've become Europe. During the Obama era, again, the Obama era, I still, to this day, okay, I don't understand why you think he's a good, you think he's a good president because you like the way he looks, the fact that he hangs out with Jay-Z, okay, because, I mean, it's the same way, I guess, Cleveland Browns fans are Cleveland Browns fans. You're a Barack Obama fan. But if you look at his record, it was horrid. An era of 1.5% growth, which was less than half the historical norm. Barack Obama is the Cleveland Browns of presidents. It really didn't get much worse than that, does it? He blew away records. And people say, well, you know, he inherited a recession and a financial problem. Whoa. You know what politicians, especially national politicians, presidents would put on their Christmas list? You know what they would ask Santa for? If you're president, hey, you're going to be president, okay? You're going to be president. You get elected in November, and you write a list, and you say, Santa, you know what I really want? What I really want for Christmas is a recession, if you're a politician. Why? America, we bounce out of recession. The president can do nothing. President of the United States could just do nothing, could say he's doing stuff, give lots of speeches. You know what? The United States of America, without Congress, without the president doing a damn thing, will bounce out of a recession. Unless, of course, you do what Obama does. And expand government. Make it bigger and bigger and bigger. And cash for clunkers. And taking over student loans. And writing more and more ridiculous regulations. And wasting money on stupid green job crap. I can go on and on and on. No, no, no. That's not the recipe. You can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you're going to come out smelling like a rose. You'll take credit for it because you're a politician. Oh, yes, my policies let us out of this thing. I mean, it's a joke if you actually think about it. It really is. And who's the joke on? It's on us. Now, let's put this into perspective. I mean, again, you know what Obama thought? And you know what the CBO, this again, you want to show biases in government agencies? The CBO, the Office of Management and Budget, the Federal Reserve, you know what they predicted for Obama? That we would average between 3.4% and 4.2% between 2010 and 2013. Yeah, he managed to screw that up. Do we need tax reform? Yes, we do. Keep getting rid of regulations. Allow people to hold on to their own money. Get out of the way. And we'll be just fine. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
If you look at the polling that was done in Ronald Reagan's signature 1986 tax reform, something like a month before it passed, 18% of the people polled thought they were going to benefit from it. So this is the nature of the debate on things this big like tax reform.
House Speaker Paul Ryan in his weekly Capitol Hill briefing discussing a poll which found that nearly 64% of respondents oppose a tax bill that the Senate and House passed earlier this month. House Speaker Paul Ryan also has made it known to some of his closest confidants that he may retire after the 2018 midterm elections. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi says this bill will only help the wealthiest Americans.
And instead of helping middle-class Americans, they decided their top priority was to slash. Just imagine, slash taxes for the wealthy 1% even further.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein sees no good cause to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Some Republicans are unhappy about Mueller's handling of a probe into the Russia meddling into last year's presidential election. Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia says he just wants a fair and nonpartisan investigation.
Well, this is all about the apparent politicization of our justice system. You know, the American people expect justice to be represented by that blindfolded woman with the balanced scales, and that's not what we're seeing here.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain is being treated at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, for what his office says are normal side effects for his cancer therapy. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
The statement from McCain's office says the Republican is looking forward to returning to work as soon as possible. McCain is 81 years old and was diagnosed with a brain tumor this summer.
Firefighters are making progress in gaining control over the Thomas Fire in Southern California. The wildfire has scorched over 238,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples.